Now, we're going to talk West Ham now, because from Bobby Moore to Declan Rice, West Ham have had a proud history of cultivating young talent. Their academy is after all known as the Academy of Football. Well, this month marked 25 years since a team that included Joe Cole and Michael Carrick won the FA Youth Cup. And of course, last season, the West Ham youngsters lifted the trophy again with that big win over Arsenal at the Emirates. As great a reason as any to bring out a new book, Inside the Academy, The Highs, Hopes and Heartbreaks of West Ham United's Youth. It offers an insight into what life as a young footballer is really like, including interviews with people who have lived and breathed the game over the past 25 years. The co-authors are Callum McNaughton, who came through the West Ham Academy and made it into the senior squad, if only for just over 45 minutes. You'll hear a bit more about that in a moment. And West Ham fan and author Paul Brand. I'll get them to introduce themselves.
I'm Paul Brand. I'm the co-author of Inside the Academy, and it's the second West Ham related book I've written, and I'd love to say that that's a full-time thing, but 9-to-5 job is writing educational resources for reluctant students.
Yeah, my name's Callum McNaughton. This is my first published book. I'm a co-author as well. A full-time job is a soccer coach in the United States.
And as far as your own personal football career goes, Paul, for you, it ended, what, when you were 6 or 7?
Yeah, it didn't really progress very far. I mean, I put in the about the author section of the book. My career peaked, I think, probably age 11 for my junior school team. We were a couple of games away from making it to a six-a-side tournament at Wembley and got knocked out by Barking and Dagenham, with a side I believe contained Ashley Cole. But again, I make the point in the book that might just be my memory having delusions of grandeur and playing tricks. So I kept playing up until the age of 30, but it was very much Sunday League was my area.
Callum, you achieved a bit more than that, but you are one of the voices that this book is all about.
Yes. I got pretty far. It was my childhood dream. I realised I was pretty good at soccer or football. Realised I was pretty good sort of around, 11. I was getting scouted by a few teams. And I was lucky enough to take it all the way to the first team and fulfil my childhood dream, really. A lot of work went into it. And it's only now stepping outside I realise what an achievement it was. So not many people got as far as I did. And go on.
Sorry, I was just going to ask you how your competitive debut went for West Ham.
Yeah, so super excited to be called up for the first team. It was a dream come true, really. Seeing my name on my shirt, all the pre-match preparations. Started off really well. Had a great 45 minutes. We're 1-0 up. Was getting some nice compliments from the first team about how well I did. And, went out for the second half buzzing. And, disaster struck, really, 3 minutes into the second half. Yeah, in hindsight, I should have stayed on my feet. But did a last-ditch tackle. And was sent off with a professional foul. So it was a bit of a shock to see the red card flash in my face. But I suppose stranger things have happened.
And from that point on, what happened to you as a footballer, Callum?
Well, surprisingly, I was pretty upbeat. I was still positive, still working hard, still being the best version of myself. Giving my all. Yeah, I was still getting some nice feedback from the coaches after my debut. And then the opportunity came to go out on loan to AFC Wimbledon, to the League Two. They'd just been promoted from the conference. I just said, I'll do it, get some experience. I was still 19 at the time. I saw it as a chance to play first team football. Play two games a week, some decent crowds, some big stadiums. So I did really well. I was on loan for 3 months. West Ham was staying in touch. I was getting good feedback from West Ham saying, you know, they're thinking of playing me in the FA Cup. So the noises from the club were basically saying, oh, you know, it's not going to define your career. You know, you're getting sent off. There's plenty of players that have been sent off on their debut that have gone on to achieve things. So, yeah, it didn't affect me too much, surprisingly. But, I think just I had a bad injury and kind of things just fizzled out, unfortunately. Yeah, that was probably the high of my short career for West Ham. So, is what it is.
And so, what was the inspiration behind this book and the two of you joining up to write it?
I mean, there were multiple catalysts for the book. As already mentioned, I've had one West Ham United book published by Pitch, and so I was on the lookout for other topics, other things that I'd be interested in exploring. And then it just so happened that winning the 2023 FA Youth Cup kind of returned academy football and youth experiences to the forefront. I think West Ham have always had a proud tradition of cultivating youth talent. But at the same time, it was 24 years since we'd last won it in 1999. An awful lot had changed in that time because that was kind of early Premier League era. And we all know what has happened to Joe Cole and Michael Carrick, the two superstars from the team. But that was a fated team full of talent. And so I was very interested in finding out what had happened to everybody else along the way. And I think there were a lot of similar stories around the time, such as BBC Three were running Boot Dreams, which was exploring what happens to those who don't quite make it at the very top. Trent Alexander-Arnold was making headlines for the After Academy, which was a project that he was personally funding. And even our own sort of superstar from the Academy in that time, Declan Rice, the latest off the conveyor belt. Well, he was released by Chelsea at the age of 14. So there was a sense that his career could very much have gone in a different direction. So what I really wanted to do was explore the pathways from academy football to professional football and look at how fraught and difficult it can be. So I began doing some preliminary research and reaching out to various people, because there's literally hundreds of stories to be told. But understandably, I was hitting a lot of brick walls because, as we've established from my own playing career, I'm a non-entity in the world of football. And the one really enthusiastic feedback I got was from Callum. And so that's when I invited him in as a co-author to help make contact, but also lending a degree of expertise and insight that I'd never have been able to offer from my own very limited playing days.
I picked out a quote from the book. It says, "The book aims to provide a dash of authenticity as an antidote to some of the idle speculation that gets bandied about with regards to academy successes and failures." What does that mean in terms of how you've sort of set out the book, the people you spoke to, the stories that you wanted to tell, do you think?
Well, I mean, Callum's very big on authenticity, and he might want to talk about that in a moment. I'm reluctant to kind of talk about the realism of academies, because actually the reality is different for every individual. I think a few of our contributors make the point that it's such a nuanced system, and there are so many different ways to go. But I think we look at a lot of West Ham fans look at the academy as this kind of hallowed place. And I wanted to, put a dash of realism into it and let the people who've been through it have their own voices heard. So I should probably pass over to Callum and let him speak.
Because Callum, it is known as the Academy of Football, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And listen, I've got some incredible memories from West Ham, and I think it's just a very cutthroat industry. You know, everyone was super supportive. You're living your dream. You know, it's every young boy's dream. But obviously, the reality of it is a job. It's a job as well. You know, so as much as it's every boy's dream, there's still that element where, you know, if you're not doing the job, you're out, just like every other industry. And obviously, West Ham being at the top of its industry, it's I wouldn't say you're treated like a number. I'd say it's like, okay, you get support, and if you're progressing, they focus on you. If you're not, then, you know, they still treat you with respect, but okay, you're not going any further. That's just the way it is. But, you know, I'm hugely grateful for my time at West Ham and the experiences I had. And I feel like they've really set me up for life in a lot of different ways. Some I'm still realizing now. And yeah, I really appreciate the work they've done, and sort of the characteristics they've instilled in me, the work ethic, the professionalism, the focus, everything required to be successful. Just having a day at that place is an eye opener and can change your life. So I think it's also helped me be very authentic, because you have to be your best self. You have to be at your strongest to succeed. And you really have to have a whole package. There's a, you know, in the book you see there's a variety of stories. Some very turbulent. There's some a bit more sort of mellow and maybe soft natured, you could say. Yeah, it's just a brilliant experience to be a part of. And I'll always be grateful. You know, I'd rather have been there than not. You know, so. It's definitely
because you've used the word dream, Callum. You've used the word dream a few times, and it is, as you say, the dream of so many youngsters to become a Premier League footballer. But the reality is incredibly harsh, and unlike other industries, you might be told as a teenager that you're not going to make it. You're not going to be able to do the thing that you hoped that you might be able to spend your life doing, which can be really tough, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, I mean, yeah, the ups and downs of, especially when it's your dream at stake, it's very emotionally challenging, you know. You know, you can be really upset at one moment, say you had a bad game, or, you know, you made a mistake that maybe cost the team. And then on the other hand, you know, if you kept a clean sheet or if you scored a goal, then you can be on cloud nine, you know. So I think the ups and downs are crazy, especially when it means so much to you, you know. I think, you know, in any industry, really, if something means a lot to you, then you're going to have those ups and downs. And, yeah, especially the vulnerable age of a teenager, like you said, it's especially when you're navigating the world, you really don't know anything.
those Premier League academies, not just West Ham, but all Premier League academies are dream factories, aren't they? But one of the quotes that stuck with me from one of our contributors was that it's a sausage factory. It's churning people out. And we definitely don't want to deter young aspiring footballers from following their dreams. But I think there was an objective to partly say, just beware of the fraught pathways and steel yourself for what might lie ahead.
Do you think that West Ham fans, more than fans at some other clubs, want to see homegrown talent, want to see those young players coming through?
I think all clubs, or fans of all clubs, want to see it. But I do think there's a special connection at West Ham because of past successes. I mean, from Bobby Moore onwards, we've got that tradition. And I think there's also a kind of sense, being an East End family club, it's bringing through the next generation. And even though it's referred to as a sausage factory and we've got some fairly turbulent stories, practically everyone does refer to it as a family club. and as Callum has already done so, it kind of speaks highly of their experiences there.
Definitely. I mean, West Ham fans are incredibly passionate. There is that family feel, you know, being around the club for, I was there for 6 years, you did get that that feeling where, you know, they really were behind you. And, you know, that it was maybe more of a connection. I don't want to speak for other clubs, but there maybe was more of a connection, a closer connection from fans to player. Like Paul said, because of the history of the players that have come through. So I definitely do believe the fans were, you know, going the extra mile and willing the new boys coming through. Yeah, I definitely believe that there's that extra special sort of family connection between West Ham and the West Ham players.
One of the things you say in the book is that you hope that maybe it will make the supporters more supportive of the reality of what these young players are going through, and maybe the pressure on their shoulders.
Yeah, it's there is like a misconception between fan and player as well. I know they're willing, but obviously they've got no idea of what goes on behind the scenes. And I do believe there's like a on the large, you know, the large majority, there's an ignorance there, and rightly so. You know, they've got no idea. So, you know, how would they know? I mean, you see these big strapping young men, you know, that look maybe not like they look immortal, or they look like, you know, gods in a sense that are indestructible, but it's the stuff you don't see, the things that are going on in people's minds. And, you know, at 18, 19, you still don't really know anything. Yeah, I think that the image is very deceiving. You know, it can look very glossy. You know, bright lights, beautiful kit, fits strong young men, like I said. But inside, they're still, you know, growing and learning the world. And I think they probably look, young players, they look more mature than they are. You know, they're not these indestructible machines. They're, you know, not to be soft, but I do believe there's like a misconception to the reality of, you know, what goes on actually inside.
One of the points that you make is we refer to them as academy products, but they're not a product. They are a human being, Paul.
Yeah, we definitely wanted these stories to help humanise the players. And to add to what Callum's been saying, we've got as fans, there's that, you're playing for the shirt, that's all we ask. But actually, we tend to ask an awful lot more than that. It's this idealised concept. And Callum's already referred to it and said, actually, it's a job. And you forget that they have to learn that a lot sooner than fans wrapped up in following their team. It was interesting to learn how few of the guys actually support West Ham, even the ones that were growing up on the doorstep. And in the case of Conor Oka, sneaking into Chadwell Heath and playing there after the first team had gone home. I'd kind of assumed he grew up in the area. He must have been a West Ham fan. And he said, well, actually, I love them to bits. They're my second team, but I'm Manchester United.
I was going to say he's going to be a Man United fan.
We've got an awful lot of United contributors. the wrong United, as I refer to them. But,
I think the thing about West Ham fans is you mentioned the Youth Cup win, you know, and at the Emirates last year. And you look back at that 1999 squad and, you know, it's got Joe Cole in it. It's got Michael Carrick in it. And there are other players as well of that time, like a Rio Ferdinand, you know, seen as something of a golden generation. And I think that's what West Ham fans remember fondly and hope that they can replicate, I guess.
Yeah, and certainly being starved of success in between those two FA Youth Cup wins has elevated them even higher. I made the point in the introduction that trophies seem to be like London buses, because in 1999 it was accompanied by the Intertoto Cup win, which is a very minor trophy.
Everybody won an Intertoto, yeah.
In Ham's cabinet. And to have then followed up last season with the Europa Conference League, I think it kind of made those dates extra special. And again, as a kind of catalyst for looking back at the past quarter of a century of West Ham history, I think again made it extra special because quite a few of the contributors from that 99 team talk about those European experiences in the Intertoto Cup, mostly sitting on the bench for them. But again, it was special for them and they were exciting times. And it felt like history was repeating last season. So that's why 1999 and 2023 were used as bookends, and we wanted to look at as many experiences within that as possible.
Because as you say, a lot of, you know, David Moyes was using quite a few young players in Europe to give them some game time.
Yes, because it's an extra opportunity, isn't it, when there are more games. And a lot of them went and played in those dead rubbers when it didn't matter, but it's still an amazing experience. I think that was good for David Moyes to be able to put them in there because he was very reluctant to put them in league games. But again, it's a theme of the book that the Premier League and the money has come to take on such precedence that actually it's not just West Ham, it's everywhere. There's a reluctance to play youth team players because there's so much riding on it. As opposed to if we go back to an earlier FA Youth Cup win in the 1960s, I think my research showed that on that occasion, 10 of the 11 players from the FA Youth Cup went on to make their West Ham debut in the next couple of seasons. That pathway from youth football to first team was much, much smoother a few decades ago. And now it's a lot more complex.
Callum, you seem to have very fond memories of your time at West Ham, even if it was much shorter, I'm sure, than you would have hoped for. You're now working with young kids in America, playing soccer with them, as you're, you now call it. When you look back at your time and when you and Paul were hearing from, you know, these stories about the West Ham Academy, have things improved? Do you think there is the support there?
Yeah, I think everything's there to be successful. I mean, they don't go without anything, really. Even in my time, you know, we had all like the omega-3s, we had the protein shakes, we had, you know, sports massage, we had all the top-notch equipment to be successful. You know, the fields were like carpets. So everything was there. I think history shows that a lot more sort of academy products have come from the first team in the past than they do nowadays. And you wonder why. And I believe maybe a reason is, you know, everything's on the plate for players these days. They've not really had to sort of maybe grind and work for them or work for their dream. I think obviously there's a balance needed. You need support, but at the same time, you can't be bubble wrapped because that doesn't instill strength either.
They need to clean somebody's boots, do you think, Callum?
Yeah, to clean someone's boots. I mean, I clean balls, I clean boots, I set up, you know, equipment and whatnot. So, yeah, there's no real responsibility and like things that are going to help make a man. You know, you've got to be a man and not a boy to say, I've caught myself coaching. You know, it's kind of, I want it more than the boys. You know, it's like, I'm just like, come on, you got to work hard. Come on, you got to do this. You know, it should be coming from them. It should be their dream. It should be their willingness to, you know, to do better. I feel like with everything just on a plate these days, it's almost too easy and they get comfortable and there's no drive, you know. So I think that's definitely, in my opinion, a reason why not as much talent is coming through. I mean, you also have, there's also mega money nowadays, so, you know, West Ham, instead of growing a homegrown player, they're spending a million on the best young talent from overseas, you know, so there's more competition. So I think it's a multitude of things that are adding up to us seeing less players coming through the ranks.
One definite positive, and I'm sure Callum will agree with this because he's now training to be a sports psychologist, But one thing that came through was an increased awareness of mental well-being. And that's not just for the boys in the academy now, but one thing that I'd like to promote is the fact that West Ham have now got an alumnus programme. So it just about got started in time for me to reference in the last chapter of the book. But they've now got a network of people who've been through the academy, and they come together to help each other, whether it's in football or outside of football, just to support each other and giving them that network, which I think I referenced Manchester United having one in the introduction. And these are things that have just started to come through, and each club is now just developing. But I think it's a very useful and welcome development.
They're not sausages anymore.
No, they've come out. The chipolatas have been fed through and they're putting them back together at the other end.
Paul Brand, West Ham fan and author. Callum McNaughton, also a co-author of that book, a player who came through the West Ham Academy. It's called Inside the Academy, The Highs, Hopes and Heartbreaks of West Ham United's Youth.